So let's review. The Gemara begins with a discussion regarding the Kohen Meshulach Mochama, who was assigned the task of preparing troops before they went into war. Ki Yasser Avdimi Omar, Begadim Shekohen God Meshamash Ben, Meshulach Mochama Meshamash Ben. When doing the Avodah, the Kohen Meshulach Mochama also wears 8 Begadim like the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara asks from a Braisa which states, Meshulach Mochama, Ein Meshamash Loi Ba'arba Kohen Hedid, Loi B'Shmon the Kohen Gadol. Abai answers that Midei Raisa, a Kohen Meshulach Mochama must perform the Avodah wearing all 8 Begadim, because he has the status of a Kohen Gadol, as Rav Dimi said. However, Midei Rabbanon, he cannot perform any Avodah. He may not do the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol in Shmoneh Begadim, Mishum Eva, because of enmity. The Kohen Gadol will be hurt that there is another Kohen Gadol. He also may not do the Avodah as a Kohen Hedid, Mishum Mayel Mekodesh, V'Loi Meridin. We only go up in sanctity, but not down. However, if he does do Avodah, he must wear the Shmoneh Begadim, and if he wore Arba Begadim, his Avodah would be possible, because Min HaTorah he has the status of a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara challenges the explanation of Abaye from a Braisa that lists the Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedid. The differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedid, which obviously includes U'mishamash B'shmoneh Kelim, the Braisa then says, V'kula Noigus B'mishruach Sha'avar. All these halachas, with a few exceptions, apply to a Kohen Gadol who temporarily took over when the Kohen Gadol became possible, who retains his status as a Kohen Gadol even after the first Kohen Gadol returns. Apparently, this Braisa is not concerned about Eva if he'll wear Shmoneh Begadim. Nevertheless, the Braisa then says, V'kulon ein nohegeis b'mishruach mochama, except for a few which are derived from a special pasuk, all these halachas do not apply to the Kohen Meshulach Mochama. If not Mishum Eva, it must be that he does not have the status of a Kohen Gadol. Abaye answers, Kiles le Eva b'dikavosei. He has no Eva toward the Meshuach Sha'avar, who is on the same level, since he once served as the Kohen Gadol. But he has Eva toward the Meshuach Mochama, who is not on his level. Ravin answers, Nishal Itmar. This that was stated that the Kohen Meshuach Mochama serves in 8 Begadim is referring specifically to while he's being asked the questions of the Ur Metumim, as clearly stated in the Braisa. Begadim Shekohen Gadol Meshamash Ben, Meshuach Mochama Nishal Behen. The Gemara now examines the process of putting forth questions to the Ur Metumim. Tanaban, Ketzad Shoylen, how exactly did this process work? The Gemara explains, Hashoyl Ponav Klapi Nishal, Vahanishal Ponav Klapi Shechina. The one asking the question, the Melech Oyav Bezdin, faces the Kohen, and the Kohen faces the Ur Metumim. Hashoyl Oymer, Erdoif Achri Hagudur Hazeh. The one asking presents his question, for example, should we pursue this army? Vahanishal Oymer, Koyamar Hashem. And the Kohen deciphers the response from the Ur Metumim and answers, Koyamah Hashem, Allah v'hatzlach. The Gemara adds other points about presenting questions to Ur Metumim. Ein shoylin b'koyl. One presents the questions in a whisper, not in a loud voice. Ein shoylin shnei dvarim ke'echad. We do not present two questions at one time. Afapish gzeres novi chazeres, gzeres Ur Metumim ein chazeres. The answer pronounced by the Ur Metumim is final and irrevocable. Lama nikrishman urim retumim, urim shemit irines devreim, tumim shemashlimines devreim. It enlightens and fulfills its words. Ketzad nasas. Rabbi Yechanan oimer, boltois. Rish Lakish oimer, mitztarfes. Rabbi Yechanan explains that the specific letters to form the answer would protrude, and the Kohen would have to understand and formulate the words from the letters. Whereas Rish Lakish says mitztarfes, the actual words would be formed for the Kohen to read. The Gemara asks that the letter Tzadi is missing in the names of the Shvatim. The Mefarshim add that the letters Ches and Kuf are also missing. And the Gemara mentioned the letter Tzadi as one example. The Gemara answers that in addition to the names of the Shvatim, the Ur Metumim also had the words Avraham, Yitzchok, V'Yakov. And the letter Tes was found in the words Shifti Yeshurun, which completed any letters of the alphabet that were missing from the names of the 12 Shvatim. The Gemara adds that for the Ur Metumim to be able to work, the Kohen presenting the question had to possess Ruach HaKodesh and had to have been Shechina Shayra Olav. And finally, the Mishnah had stated that only a king or Av Bezdin or someone Shehad Tzibur Tzarech Lo can present questions to the Ur Metumim. As the Pasuk says, V'lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yo'amad V'sho'aloi B'mishpat Urim L'fnei Hashem Apiv Yetzu V'apiv Yevayuhu V'chol B'nei Yisrael Itoi V'chol Eida. Rebbe Vohr explains, Hu zeh melech, v'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy, zeh meshuach mochama. V'chala Eida Zu Sanhedrin. Hanalach Bala Kohen Gadol, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 7th parak and begin the 8th parak, Yom Kippurim Be'ezra Hashem. Zak the Mishnah, Yom Kippurim Asr Ba'achila U'Beshtiyah U'Brechitza U'Besicha U'Benilas HaSandal U'Betashma Shamita. These are the Chamisha Inuyim that are forbidden on Yom Kippur: eating and drinking, bathing, anointing oneself with oil, wearing shoes, and marital relations. However, V'Hamelech V'Hakala Yirchatzes Penein V'Hachaya Tinales HaSandal Divir B'Liezer V'Hacham Aishrin. As Rashi explains, Melech Darkei V'Shivchei Lias Na Shenemer Melech B'Yofir Techazena Einecha V'Hakala Tzricha Noi Asher Techaviv Al Baila V'Chol Shleishim Yom L'Chupasa Hi Kuru Yikala V'Hachaya Yiledes Tinales HaSandal Shatzina Kashala. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a king and a kala may wash their faces because they must beautify themselves, and a new mother may wear shoes because the cold floor can cause her to become sick. However, the chachamim forbid it. The Mishnah continues: Ha'oichel k'kaseves hagasa k'moya v'chagari nasa v'ashlisim alei lugmav chayev. The requisite amount to be chayev karas for eating on Yom Kippur is the size of a date, including its pit, and for drinking it is a cheekful of liquid. Kol ha'oichel mitzdarfen l'chaseves v'chol ha'mashkin mitzdarfen l'malei lugmav ha'oichel v'ashlisim ein mitzdarfen. All food or all drinks combine for the minimum share, but food and drink do not combine. The Gemara questions the Mishnah's use of the word asr b'achila v'shtiyah, because it is not merely asr, one is chayiv karas for eating or drinking on Yom Kippur. The Gemara answers, l'netzucha el chatzi shir. Indeed, one is chayiv karas, but only if they ate or drank the shir, the minimum amount, as prescribed in the Mishnah. However, the Mishnah wants to teach that chatzi shir asr min ha'tayra, eating or drinking even less than the minimum amount, is also biblically forbidden. And while this is only the opinion of Rav Yechanan, as we learned, Chatzi Shir Rav Yechanan Amar Asa Min HaTorah, Resh Lakish Amar Mutim Min HaTorah, nevertheless, Moedi Resh Lakish Asa Midrabanan, Resh Lakish agrees that eating less than a shir is Asa Midrabanan.